Just as the two women from the mosque walked past me, I got a message on the radio from one of my team. A good possible for the target now walking south of the mosque, approximately 150 meters out, and still moving. Same clothes as described entering the mosque. Can't see his face yet. Fuck me. How had I missed him? I was scanning the area constantly and I've never missed anyone leaving before. Just as I began to reply, I caught a glimpse of one of the two women in burqas. As the burqa rose up on the stride, I noticed one of them was wearing open-toed tan sandals. All stations 06, target could be walking northbound dressed as a woman, full black burqa, open-toed tan sandals, 5'6" alongside another of similar description. Base, acknowledge. Roger that, 06, the team is still following this good possible walking south away from the mosque. As the team still hadn't called a visual recognition of the target's face, I knew I had to do something. Yet, if I stood up from this soaking wet pavement, I'd risk drawing the attention of anyone providing counter-surveillance. I was very aware that if this was our target now dressed as a woman, he was going to great lengths to slip out of the area without being watched. This was classic operational mindset. If someone like this, so close to their endgame in the attack planning stage, was going to such lengths to evade people like us, it meant he was about to carry out an attack or go into hiding prior to the attack. Either way, it was bad.